Good morning and welcome to Boneheads and Bigots. This is Pat McGuire, as I am always known, your anti-fascist radio activist. You're going to have to ignore my sniffling. I seem to be caught up with some kind of allergy problem. Darn the spring weather. I have been reading a lot and watching a lot of movies, and one of the most depressing movies I recently saw was Why We Fight. And we usually don't take any calls, but if anybody wants to call in with their opinion on it, the reason why it was super depressing to me was knowing all of these pieces of history and where the United States has intervened militarily, either overtly or covertly, to protect, our capitalist interests, but seeing it all sort of put together in, you know, a 90-minute movie, you know, I think everybody walked out of the theater and we went, wow, I need a drink, man. One of the best books I've been reading, though, I highly recommend. There's a series of books. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a show that used to be on C-SPAN called Book Notes. C-SPAN started in 1979, originally to televise debates on the floor of the U.S. House. And if you look at it, you realize there's really not very many debates going on. I mean, we don't have, like, the lively, you know, English parliamentary procedure, you know, where somebody stands up and says, I beg to differ, sir, from, you know, XYZ is a boob. That stuff's really fun to interesting to listen to, but we usually just have somebody that's standing up there reading a speech. Anyway, so that's when C-SPAN was launched, 1979, and then in 89 they started Book Notes, and it's a one-hour show with a nonfiction author each week. And it's no longer going on, but they collected a lot of the interviews into a couple of books. One of them is Book Notes on American Character. The other one is Book Notes, America's Finest Authors on Reading, Writing, and the Power of Ideas. And another one is Life Stories, Notable Biographers, and the People Who Shaped America. And it's a really good source for books, to get books, to find out, you know, why these people wrote these books. And one of the things that I thought was pretty interesting was finding out, you know, people will spend what they think is maybe 3 years on a book and end up spending 10 years, 15 years. I don't know how many of you have read any of the Taylor Branch, Parting the Waters series. I think he spent, you know, something like 24 years on those books. I mean, it's an amazing sacrifice. But we haven't done a Bonehead of the Month for a long time, and reading through these, I found that above, far and away, you know, not George W., not any of these other cast of characters, the usual suspects, but really the Coors family just takes the cake. And there's a book that I highly recommend called Citizen Coors by Dan Baum, and he published that in 2000. And it traces the whole history of the family, going back to Adolf Coors, who immigrated from Prussia in 1868. He founds the Coors Brewery. And then 100 years later, you find the Coors family has made its mark not only in beer, but in politics. Some of you might know that they had very, very bad labor practices. And some of you know about the Coors boycott, which is still going on. And also that Joseph Coors, one of the sons, was the financial founder and the major backer of the Heritage Foundation, which was one of the very first right-wing think tanks. And you'll find a lot of the players in the current administration, you know, came through there. And one of the things Dan Baum had to say was, in the book, readers not only get the story of this very odd family, but they get a history of the 20th century. The Coors family was committed to the idea that the 20th century was basically a bad idea, and they were going to do everything they could politically and in their business life and their personal lives to stop the 20th century from happening, and they lost. At the very end of the century, they're defeated by it, but they put up a very good fight. So you get the rise of the right, because these are the original financiers of the new right and the neoconservatives. You get a thumbnail history of the labor movement in the last 30 years. You get a great labor defeat and then a labor victory. And also kind of an interesting business story, because they really turned out to be pretty inept businessmen. So I highly recommend the Book Notes series. The Citizen Coors book is a great book. In speaking of the movie Why We Fight, America's modern-day military is covered in a book by Dana Priest, and it's called The Mission, Waging War and Keeping Peace with America's Military. And Why We Fight kind of touches on it, the rise of the military-industrial complex and how, you know, we're pretty much financially committed to a standing army and putting them someplace, you know, where they're looking for a war, they're going to find one. But it's interesting to see how we've really sort of outsourced a lot of the stuff that the military is doing, and that they're not really fighting wars. They're also just protecting our capitalist interests in other countries. So it's actually kind of a frightening book, and why I thought it was a frightening movie. One of the biggest points that Why We Fight made was pointed out that in electing Dick Cheney as vice president, we essentially elected a government contractor to the position. And, of course, a really bad shot. But one of the other movies that I've seen, which I thought was a pretty interesting little fascist piece of stuff, was Thomas the Train Engine. That's right. I spent the last week with a four-year-old who is addicted to Thomas the Train Engine, and I had actually never seen it. And it was the most amazing piece of claptrap. It's this English sort of, you know, train system. The big trains are the boys, and they do certain things, and the littler trains are the girls, and every train knows their place, and no train tries to be bigger than they are. And it was just amazing. And the kid I was watching it with was just enthralled with it. It was frightening. It was like little pieces of claptrap coming right through the video, right into their head. So anyway, if anybody has any other videos to recommend that I could give to a four-year-old, I would really appreciate to hear that. Besides watching Thomas the Train, I also saw Lady and the Tramp about 16 or 17 times. That was made in 1953 and also has some amazing, amazing kind of racist stuff going on in it. So it's kind of interesting to watch sort of old movies every once in a while and see like, oh, my God, I can't believe that was okay. We're going to actually head out to our pitchers here. I know that we haven't done, we just came back from a break, but we actually want to talk to our pitchers if they are out there. They're scurrying around right now trying to get money. One of the coolest things about KBOO is that you can hear people talking about things like books. You can hear different kinds of music. You can hear the arts beat. You can hear all kinds of great stuff going on KBOO. So I really, really urge you to call us at 503-232-8818. And like I said, we hardly ever take calls, but I'd be happy to take some calls today and talk to some people. And then you can, of course, pledge and become a member of KBOO.
And pledging to KBOO is absolutely critical. This is Arthur Davis. Thanks, Pat. It's a wonderful program, you know, looking at the Bush family, the Coors family. How about joining the KBOO family? How about calling 503-232-8818? Or 1-877-500-5266. We are at $1,300 towards our $1,700 goal. We have 20 minutes left, $400 to go. We need about four, six people to call, about half a dozen people, and we need one of the half a dozen people to be you. It's wonderful having Pat on the air, having they talk about balance, you know, fair and balanced. Well, here's the balance on the other side, folks. It's at KBOO Radio, 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. I'd like to thank a bunch of people who did indeed make the call, take that small step, and yet that very important step this morning. Marilyn, Randy, Ed, Ryan, and James all called in the last few minutes, all from Portland, actually. And we have Portland's an important city, and the rest of the Pacific Northwest is important, too. So whether you're in Portland or outside of this immediate local area, what we do makes an impact. And we need you to pick up the phone right now, please, and call 503-232-8818. We still have copies of the David K. Johnson tape or CD. We were just enjoying that lecture, kind of exposing the Bush, the real purpose of the real impact of the Bush tax cuts. We know it's not about creating jobs. It's about redistributing wealth. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, please call us now at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. We care about KBOO, we care about community, and we care about books, quite frankly. You know, we're fortunate to have a place where people can get on the air and talk about something that matters, to say, hey, these are the books that are important to me. This is the written word, and we're happy to have Pat here. Pat, why should people call that number? What is it about KBOO that makes us special?
Well, you know, I've been down at KBOO here for almost oh, my God, that's going to make me seem really old. 15 years? You know, there's a couple of really great things.
Well, you must have started when you were 12.
Oh, my God.
There we
go. So flattering.
Yeah.
Yes, I was actually a very small fetus when I started here. One of the cool things about KBOO is that you get people talking about their viewpoints that don't get airtime anywhere else. You know, their voices just aren't heard anywhere.
That's absolutely right.
Whether it's politics, whether it's, you know, community news, whether it's music, you know. It's amazing to me to turn on KBOO at any random time and hear something like, you know, klezmer or, you know, music from the Truvine Bluegrass on Saturday. It's such a surprisingly interesting station. And I think in this current state of affairs, when you've got sort of consolidated media, you know, you can turn the dial up and down, and you can hear a lot of stuff that's, you can predict what you're going to hear. And sometimes on KBOO, one of the most interesting things that happens is you can't predict what you're going to hear. So please be a member. Become a member, 503-232-8818. And what's the 877 number again?
The toll-free number is 1-877-500-5266. We're counting on your call. We have about 16 minutes left to make our goal of $1,700. We're getting close, but we're not quite close enough. We're counting on you. You know, you mentioned bluegrass, and that's a great, you know, kind of compare and contrast. On KBOO, Saturday morning, you can hear country and bluegrass. Saturday evening, you can hear African-American music. You can hear Dina and Celeste doing amazing music, ranging from older R&B to soul, right up to contemporary club music. And it's this mixture that's alive, you know, that's vital. And all these people gather here under one roof. Politicians will talk about the big tent, you know, as a way to try to kind of lure people in without the substance. But at KBOO, we see the real deal. We see people coming together to say, yeah, we can do Spanish language news. We can do Latino music. We can have Native American programming, and we can talk about the genocide that happened here. They don't talk about it anywhere else, folks. 503-232-8818 is the number to call. We do really need a few more calls in this next 15 minutes. And we're counting on your call, frankly. You're the person that's going to make a difference. Without you, we won't get there. It's nice, you know, I have people tell me from time to time that it's actually kind of fun to listen to the KBOO pledge drives because people are real, people are silly, people have a good time, and we need you to be a little more proactive and do a little bit more than listen. Pick up the phone. You know, it's like on the old George Jetson cartoons. He'd come home from work in the future and say his finger was tired from pressing buttons all day. All we need is 10 digits, 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266. We need your call right now. I think Pat's going to share a few more words with us on what's happening with books today.
Yeah.
So we can educate ourselves and elucidate our current situation. And we'll need you to educate us on how you can support KBOO. Please give us a call at 232-8818.
Yeah, one of the other books that I really wanted to recommend is a lot of people think that, you know, the conservative movement, you know, has always been around. You know, it's just always been there. It's ebbed and it's flowed, and right now it seems to be particularly strong. But there's a book out by Rick Perlstein that's called Before the Storm, Barry Goldwater and the Unmaking of the American Consensus, and that came out in 2001. And it's actually a really, really interesting story about how marginal the conservative movement was in the 50s. And they became more and more powerful and really sort of, you know, kind of got together around the Barry Goldwater 1964 campaign. Now, he lost in the biggest popular landslide up to that point to Lyndon Johnson, but it was a rallying point for conservatives and provided them with this opportunity to, you know, kind of come up with a theme for their movement and to be able to articulate it to people. And so it's a really interesting book to read about it and to realize that, oh, it just hasn't been this way all the time. It's something that actually is a pretty recent phenomena. There's another book that I highly recommend it's actually kind of, you know, it's one of those things that you get out of KBOO, which is an alternative viewpoint. It's by a guy named Marvin Alasky, and it's called The Tragedy of American Compassion. And it was published way back in 95, but you can see where the Bush presidency, both of the Bush presidencies, have taken it to heart as the failure of the welfare system. They talk about in this book how Americans successfully fought poverty before the government became involved in the 30s and then later on in the 60s. And then it talks about how the failure, as this author puts it, the failure of government to be able to fight it should be something that's given to the private sector. And I think that's where you get a lot of what people are saying, you know, we don't, the welfare system doesn't work anymore, and we need to turn that over to, you know, churches, faith-based initiatives and all that kind of stuff. So I highly recommend that one. If you can, you know, it gives you some background of how this whole thing came about. And again, it's by Marvin Alasky, and the name of it is The Tragedy of American Compassion. And again, I really can't recommend these C-SPAN books enough. It's kind of funny, if you've ever actually seen the Book Notes program, the guy that is the host, Brian Lamb, is actually, he's kind of a little bit of a dweeb. But the articles and the authors themselves writing about things, the interesting things such as the Bataan Death March and things that, you know, you actually kind of skim over in school, or you get, you know, a paragraph of it, and it's always slanted towards, and, you know, then there was an encouraging win for American capitalism, that kind of stuff. So I highly recommend it. Again, there's a couple of books. It's Book Notes on American Character, People, Politics, and Conflict in American History. There's also Life Stories, Notable Biographers, and America's Finest Authors on Reading, Writing, and the Power of Ideas. If we can do anything to encourage people to read, I really think that's a great thing, particularly now and when we have, you know, news that comes from Fox News, which is, it's sort of blurbs that are shaped to slant a debate and don't actually give you information. And most of the time you just don't really even trust what you hear on the news. But again, that's not what it is on KABU. On KABU, you can trust the kind of stuff that you get because people dig up the information. They're willing to go do the research and bring it to you. And again, I want to encourage you to call 503-232-8818. I want to find out if Ani is out there, if our pitcher's around. Oh, nobody's around. One other book, and lately I've been reading a lot of stuff about Vietnam because, of course, it seems to be kind of paralleling things. And one of the interesting things that everybody talks about is how, you know, the Vietnam War being on people's TV and people seeing it over dinner and seeing bodies coming back, you know, caskets covered in flags really serve to educate the American people and kind of turn them against, you know, the war and the futility of it. And it's interesting how one of the things that the government has done is really to foreclose the media on this. And so you get this embedding of reporters, but they're not providing you with information. They're just providing you with PR and sound bites about the war. So it's really been kind of interesting to read about the conflict in Vietnam and how some of the reporters there were accused by the military of being anti-war and anti-patriotic when they were actually just reporting on what the actual service people were experiencing in the field, as opposed to, you know, what the generals and majors were trying to spin to the American people at home. There's one book that's about veteran POW Jim Thompson, and he was actually America's longest-held prisoner of war. And that book came out in 2001, and he was captured and held for 9 years of confinement, which was longer than any other prisoner of war in history. And it's interesting to see sort of through the lens of somebody who's gone into the war with this sort of uber patriotic stance, and not being broken by the 9 years of confinement, but also coming back to a world and a family that's essentially just moved away from him. Oh, Arthur and Jade have joined me.
Arthur and Jade are here.
Yeah, we are.
Hello. What
Hello.
Do you have to say? Hey, Arthur and Jade, I understand that there's some concerts available for people. I saw a little list back there on the wall.
There are some concerts available. We don't have that in front of us, but we do have some books in front of us. And I was thinking on kind of on a hopeful note, if you want to call us at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-5266, we've been talking a lot about the Bush administration, about the issues in the world, and we also have some really nice kind of books on a thoughtful note. Rosa Parks by Douglas Brinkley is available for a $60 pledge. Pacific Northwest Spiritual Poetry anthology is available. Come Together Right Now by Bruce Gagnon. Stories on 27 years of organizing in the peace and social justice movements. This is important, folks. Beyond the Age of Innocence, looking to how the U.S. can make a positive difference in the future, and a book on Diego Rivera, all available for a $60 minimum pledge or $5 a month. It starts with the phone call. We have 8 minutes left to make our goal. We'd like to thank Julia in Portland, Max, and JL all for calling in and helping us. We're at $1,400 and $1,430. We're trying to get to $1,700. We have about 7.5 minutes left to do that. It starts with the phone call. It's 503-232-8818. We're talking books. Jade, what do we have in the way of political books that we would like to share with our friends?
You know, I've been answering the phones back there, Arthur, and a lot of people have been asking for articles of impeachment against George W. Bush, because that's the thing that we have to get rolling. And the articles of impeachment against George W. Bush by the Center of Constitutional Rights, and that's a $60 minimum pledge. Also, the War on Truth on 9/11, the disinformation, and that's a $60 minimum pledge, and that's the Anatomy of Terrorism, the most comprehensive and controversial critique of the government's official version of the 9/11 attacks. And that people rise up. You know, they talk about that one a lot, Andrew Geller. And we also have a book that was very popular. I've been answering the phones and taking these requests, and this one was War Made Easy by Norman Solomon, who's a wonderful progressive thinker in our time, and it's how presidents and pundits keep spinning us to death. And another one,
Solomon was an old KABU alum. It's one thing that's really amazing here is you see people start at KABU and go out and make a difference
that's
in the
true.
World. We
that's
need you
true.
To make that difference by calling 503-232-8818 or outside of the Portland area, 1-877-500-5266. Those of us who live in, say, southeast or northeast Portland, enjoy our little bubble. We need people from outside the bubble.
Yeah, we do.
Give us a call right now. We have 6 minutes left to meet our goal of $1,700. We know we can do it. We have a few more books that we want to offer. So listen to this list and consider, is it worth $60 of my money to support community radio and get this great programming and get a free book and know that you did the right thing?
Hey, the best of all, though, is just supporting KABU, because without you out there, we wouldn't be here in here. And I know you've heard Anurati Roy speak on KABU many, many times during our radio zine, and she has a wonderful book called War Talk out. And War Talk highlights the global rise of militarism and religious and racial violence. And she calls to the question of equation of nation and ethnicity. It's a political special, and War Talk by Anurata Roy, and that's a $60 minimum pledge. And We the People by Tom Hartman, it's a call to take back America, highly illustrated. This book propels readers to complete it so that they can have a really clear understanding of both the critical nature of our situation and the concrete steps to change the course. And We the People is for a $60 minimum pledge. And How America Lost Iraq by Aaron Glantz. And it's a reporter in Iraq, shows how the United States has squandered its early victories and goodwill among the Iraqi people. And that's a $75 minimum pledge. And all you have to do is pick up your phone and call 503-232-8818. And if you're outside of the Portland area, and I know you're out there, call 1-877-500-KABU.
Jade, we're also fortunate to have KABU volunteer coordinator Ani Haynes here, and she's going to join us to tell us why it's critical that you support KABU right now. Ani, what can you tell us about KABU, the institution, KABU, the organization, and
Ani's back
the KABU
there
members?
Laughing. Oh, wait. What can I tell you? I can tell you this is a great group of people to be a part of because, you know, first of all, it's my honor to get to entice people to join the station during Boneheads and Bigots. Pat McGuire has done the show for so many years. It is such a good show, such concise analysis and attitude, man. I love your attitude.
You bet.
Don't forget hot oil cream corn wrestling.
I love your hot oil cream corn wrestling. And it's so important that people call in and join us because you also appreciate the attitude that Pat brings us. You know, just once a month we get to hear her, and it's always so important to keep your eye on what's happening with fascism, what's happening with theocracy, what's happening with white supremacy. Pat keeps her eye on that. keeps an analysis about why and how it's happening and brewing and what you can do to combat it. And that's the important part, because we know it's not just enough to, like, learn about the stuff and know it's happening and ain't it awful, but to get actively involved in fighting it. That's the trick. That's what you need to do, and that's why you need to support KABU, because we are a huge part of how we come together as a community for social justice, how we come together as a community that just makes sense, that wants a sustainable world in which to live, a world not based on injustice and hate, but a world based on solidarity, a world that encompasses so many types of people all, well, living together.
I'm getting ready to sing the national anthem now. That was so moving. I'm serious.
We want the Boneheads, the biggest national anthem out there. You know, we really do
care. Start writing that maybe at Rock and Roll Girls Camp this year.
That's right. That's right. Again, call us at 503-232-8818, and perhaps we'll tell you about Hot Oil Cream Corn Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Or 1-877-500-5266. If you're listening right now in Vancouver or in Los Center, perhaps you're listening in Hood River, maybe you're listening in Salem.
Or Bend.
Could be.
Or Bend.
Could be.
There are some people that have those antennas up, you know, and I've got a call from Banks today, and he said that KABU is listening man's radio, and, you know, that thinking man's radio, and he just went on and on and on and on and on and told me about all the things that he listens to on KABU and how much he loves us. Gave us a $75 gift. And didn't want a premium. He said KABU is his premium. So if you're out there thinking like this guy, give us a call.
Just think about all the great things that KABU brings
to you.
Sorry
Absolutely.
To interrupt you. 232-8818. You know, we simulcast the Blues Festival.
Yeah,
every
do.
Time you go to the, you know, Martin Luther King Day celebration, somebody from KABU
That's
is there.
True.
We're simulcasting it. You know, you get to experience things if you just can't physically get there. KABU is a great community resource, and we need you to do that. So give us a call at 503-232-8818.
We have only one phone line left open. You can be the person that fills it up, gets all of the happy volunteers happily writing, and knowing that you are doing your part to support KABU and sustain this community. 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-5266. It's been an exciting morning here at KABU. Look at that, Jade.
I know, we just reached our goal, and
Ooh,
I can't
yay.
Believe it.
Woo-hoo!
You know, we got a lot of applause out here. You know, the place is jumping. We've got cookies, we've got cake, we've got lunch
yay.
Coming soon. And, you know, we've got Pat over there with Boneheads of Bigots, who brings a big audience because Pat makes us think, too.
I'm pretty sure it was a Hot Oil Cream Corn Wrap.
I'm sure it
always.
Was, too.
Always.
Now, remember, you can still call us, 503-232-8818. We want to shoot right over that goal. That's what we want to do.
Thanks, Pat.